Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and this is Friday Night's Losers. Each week, I'll pick the losers in games that can be heard on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state of South Carolina. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V. J5V, it's Labor Day weekend. You know, I used to work in a donut shop, but I got tired of the whole business.
You know, Gino, some people are so busy looking for the hole, they never find the donut.
Let's start picking some Friday Night's Losers.
Saluda versus 96.
This series is tied at 38 wins for both schools and goes back to 1925. At one point, the Tigers lost 17 years in a row. But lately, the Wildcats have won 6 of the past 7 games. The fur will be flying, and the River Bengals scratch out a win over the number town Lynxes. Friday, Night's loser, the 96 Wildcats.
Barnwell versus Bamberg Earhart.
Barnwell and Bamberg Earhart have been playing each other since the 1960s. The Warhorses have a 7-game advantage over the Red Raiders. The Combat Colts go nuclear and burn the Crimson Lizards in a good one. Friday, Night's loser, the Bamberg Earhart Red Raiders.
James F. Burns versus Greenville.
The Rebels and the Red Raiders have played 5 times, with the Rebels winning every single game. Both teams lost last week to teams they were expected to beat. The G-Men don't have enough firepower to take down the Dunkin' Donutsville Revolutionaries. Friday, Night's loser, the Greenville Red Raiders.
Hartsville versus Camden.
These two teams have been playing each other since 1922. Camden leads the series 47-42, but Camden has only won 2 out of the last 10 games. Jeff Calabrese's Super Forest Dogs flex their muscles and make Brian Rimpf's Sandhills Hounds heel. Friday, Night's loser, the Camden High Bulldogs.
Somerville versus Berkeley.
This series goes back to 1923, and the Green Wave has a 61-22 advantage. A lot of my peers believe Somerville's the best team in 5A. Sorry, guys, I don't. Berkeley doesn't either. Slicker's Deer get on their surfboards and carve up the Emerald Tide as they hang 10 on them. Aloha. Friday, Night's loser, the Somerville Green Wave.
Chesterfield versus Louisville.
Lions and the Rams have been playing each other since 1957. The series is tied at 21 apiece. The Tobacco Road Mountain Goats can't keep pace with the Kings of the Richburg Jungle. Hear them roar, wham bam. Thank you, Rams. Friday, Night's loser, the Chesterfield High Rams.
Chester versus Fairfield Central.
Fairfield Central and Chester have been facing off since 1988, and the Griffins hold a 23-9 advantage in this series. Both teams are ranked in the top 5 in the AAA and AA polls, respectively. Coach Victor Floyd cranks up the Big Red Storm Machine and blows the Winsboro mythical creatures all the way back down Highway 321. Friday, Night's loser, the Fairfield Central Griffins.
Indian Land versus Palisades.
The Warriors destroyed the Pumas in their first meeting last year, 49-6. Expect more of the same this year. The Panhandle Braves skin the Steel Creek Cats again and hang their pelts from the goalpost at the real reservation. Friday, Night's loser, the Palisades Pumas.
Catawba Ridge versus Nation Ford.
The Copperheads have won both meetings between these teams and own the Milltown Trophy, but the things are going to change now. The law of averages will give you 1 out of 3. Michael Allen's Black Wing Air Force drops the mother of all bombs on Zach Lendak's Red Wigglers at the pit and destroys their chance at the Milltown Championship. Friday, Night's loser, the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
Clover versus Hillcrest.
Clover and Hillcrest met the first time ever last year, with the Rams eking out a 1914 win in Simpsonville. War Memorial Stadium in Clover is a tough place to play, and the Blue Eagle Nation will be there en masse. But the Bighorn Sheep knocked the Blue Chicken Hawks from the sky for their second loss of the young season. Friday, Night's loser, the Clover Blue Eagles.
York versus Union.
This football series goes back to 1944, and the Yellow Jackets lead it 17-11. But York has won the last two in a row. And this is opening night in the Cougar Den. The White Rose Mountain Lions swat the Onion Bugs all night long. Friday, night's loser, the Union High Yellow Jackets.
Gaffney versus South Point.
The Gaffney Indians lost 44-27 the last time these two met. Former Gaffney coach Joe Montgomery said the thing about South Point is they have players who can make plays even when they're out of position. The Big Red Chargers get several big plays from their defense and bury the Peach Skins in the dark and bloody ground. Friday, night's loser, the Gaffney Indians.
Rock Hill versus Lancaster.
This regional rivalry goes back to 1914, and Rock Hill has a 42-34 advantage. Last year, the Bruins edged the Bearcats 39-38 in the Red Rose. This game is at historic District 3 Stadium. Football City USA Cats scratch out a big win over the Red Rose Bars in a great game for the home crowd. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster High Bruins. That's all the time we have this week. Remember, whether you're a winner or a loser, always be a good sport wherever you are and take a little time out to attend or support the teams in your area. But always, be true to your school. Goodbye from Football City USA. Have a lazy Labor Day.
Push it back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be...